It's time for another Distorted View Test of Patience.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Jabberwocky is awesome.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Le Camp Jabberwocky est génial.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Jabberwocky. Is that how you say it? Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
That's good. Give me a smile.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
The Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
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 Yeah.
Camp
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Camp Jabberwocky è fantastico, è incredibile.
Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Sorry about the test of patience. I'm sorry. I love listening to retards, especially like ones that have to use a Stephen Hawking-like computer to speak. Because a lot of times they'll grunt along with whatever they've inputted into the computer as it's like as it's speaking it. So you'll hear,
hello. My name is Sammy. I like to smell my fingers after I wipe the spit off the side of my mouth. When I grow up, I'm going to be a choo-choo train. And financial burden on my parents.
It's great because the computer voice is funny. But also the, you know, the grunting of the retard is funny. I always wonder, like, with those systems, those Stephen Hawking-like computer systems, do they spell check? Do they have, like, autocorrect, like modern cell phones do? Because that could lead to some embarrassing moments as well. Hey, honey, how was retard camp?
Camp was so much fun.
Oh,
Mom.
Good.
Yeah, but I was so dirty, I had 3 dicks in me.
But you had dicks in you. Oh my god, my Riri's son's gay!
Ticks. I was dirty and got ticks on me.
Oh, ticks. You got ticks on you at camp. Okay. The whole reason I played that intro today is because I have got some new retard clips. We'll get into that in just a moment. But before I forget, I found an interesting Craigslist ad from Queens, New York. Professor to change co-ed tampon. Man for woman, 52. I'm an older white male who does teach college, and I also like periods. Let's celebrate yours by me helping you with your tampon. Serious, insane. I'm sorry. Anyone who is into changing other people's tampons, not sane. I'm sure he's very serious about this, though. All right, he's serious and sane. Also, a whole lot of fun and guaranteed pleasure for you, because ripping out a bloody tampon is very sensual for women. Orgasms are the best thing for period discomfort. You must be disease-free, as I am. So there you go. Just a Craigslist ad I ran across. Now that we've cleared the palate with that tampon sorbet, we can get back into some new unsavory audio. There's an online series called The Bell Project, which features all sorts of mentally handicapped people. And in the second episode of the season, they pose the question, what would you ask a presidential candidate? So here is a retard asking the president a question.
My name is Aaron Connie-Castle. I'm dear Mr. Canada.
Oh, I've got a question for Obama. Oh. He's insane. Could you imagine this guy standing up at a town hall meeting or something? Yeah, my name is Kevin Castle. I've got a question for you.
One of my concerns about the environment is high gas prices. Because high gas prices are just too high. And sometimes I think they're...
Yeah.
And sometimes I think the gas companies like to compete with each other.
Yeah, see how much money the gas can go up to? See how high it can go? Can it get even higher?
In an economy like this...
He's insane. He's like a Batman villain or something.
In an economy like this... competing for higher prices isn't the best idea. I have a gas station by my house. Well, actually, two gas stations by my house. Where they like to compete.
I actually live in the gas station. I lock myself in the restroom at night.
Each other. Where they like to compete with each other. And no one's about 5 or 10 cents above the other person. And I don't think that's right. Another thing...
Oh, God, he's continuing on.
Is the water pollution should be taken care of.
Someone should do something about all these problems. Why isn't the president doing anything?
People should not little in the water supply.
Don't little in the water supply. A litter, okay.
And make it bad for us, because isn't that what we drink from? And I'm sure you want to have nice clean water when you drink. Another thing would be...
I love it, because he's serious. All right, and I've got another thing to say. And then he starts laughing.
The air pollution that all these fat dudes make. A lot of people like to breathe clean air.
Wait a second. Did he say something about fat dudes?
Another thing would be the air pollution that all these fat dudes make.
Fat dudes?
A lot of people like to breathe clean air. A lot of people like to breathe clean air.
These fat people are taking up all our air.
I mean, we don't want to pollute it, and we don't want to pollute it with all these factories.
Oh, factories! I thought he said fat guys! Oh, these fat guys are farting too much. They eat too much food. And then they fart.
Doing all of the pollution up into the air and making it hard for us to breathe. I mean, I know that a lot of you nowadays are talking about, a lot of you nowadays are talking about a cleaner car that gives off less pollution.
Yeah.
And that's,
Well, I could listen to this all day.
And that's another thing that we have to take care of.
Fascinating.
And we also have to take care of the warts.
Yeah. Someone take care of my warts. They're getting real bad. Why isn't the presidential candidates talking about all my warts and my acne? What is he talking about? Okay, roads.
Lately, I've been seeing too much construction signs. So it's led me to believe that a lot of these roads are not being repaired right.
Shoddy workmanship is a real problem.
And sometimes I think that they're not repaired until somebody has an accident, and then somebody repairs them, which is not right.
Oh
they
God.
Should be repaired right away. Thank you for listening to my questions, Mr. Candidate. Again, my name is Aaron Connor Castle.
All right, we'll do one more. One more retard, one more question to the presidential candidates. Here we go.
Good afternoon, candidate of the president. My name is David DeWitt Taylor.
Okay. Why are you so angry? My name is David DeWitt Taylor.
I have 10 questions to ask you.
Oh, boy.
My first question is education. Education to me is really, really
important. Elocution is very important.
Important to help those people who are disabled in the school system.
Why do we even bother teaching retards anything? What's the point? You know, why do they go to school? Why bother trying to teach them shit? I mean,
to have the right to choose their own classes of their choice of hobbies. Because hobbies is what we like to have.
But yeah, having, that's what they fucking do at school anyways. Crafts, like stuff that doesn't matter.
It's just
a way to get out of the house. You know, like the parents are probably wanting to blow their brains out because they have these retard kids they have to put up with. This gives them a chance to get out of the house for a few hours a day.
Oh,
they don't actually learn anything.
To choose that hobby and take a class on it.
Yeah.
I think it's highly important to help especially these students to have their right to take classes, to be fellow with their friends, buddies, spend time at lunch. I mean, it's right for that.
Notice he did not say he enjoys learning, because that doesn't happen. I like to hang out with my buddies and play Guitar Hero at school and eat lunch. I'm sorry. I'm getting my Asians confused with the retarded. Lunch. That's how a retard would say lunch. All right, very good. That's enough of that. Let's move on to another type of tard, a U-tard. Neuroko Fan 2 is a paranoid individual who believes in the Illuminati, and specifically, one member of the Illuminati is after him. He's not going to take shit, though. He calls out Lucifer S. Dios, who is an evil scumbag dog.
Hello, YouTubers. Neuroko Fan 2 here. And I actually wanted to say to you all that this Illuminati member who goes by the YouTube name of Lucifer S. Dios is a scumbag dog turd eater.
Oh.
Because this...
Nana Nana Boo Boo, stick your head in dog shit.
Scumbag is nothing but an evil child molesting dog turd eating control freak who thinks humanity is the property of those evil dog turd eating Illuminati.
He keeps mentioning the dog turd eating thing. Is that a real thing with the Illuminati? Is this known? Do they eat dog feces?
You know, the person Lucifer S. Dios has actually been writing to me saying that the Illuminati care about humanity and want to preserve it. And then in another message this loser sent me, saying those who do not submit to their New World Order would put in the concentration camps and be work under slave labor. If the Illuminati truly cared about humanity, they would not do that.
Where are these concentration camps?
So I actually have proven that to everyone that the Illuminati do not care about humanity at all.
Wow, and that they're evil scumbag dog turd eaters.
And want humanity as their slaves. And another message that the scumbag Illuminati member actually said, this is what he said. You will submit to the New World Order. You say you won't, but you most likely will. We now have the technology to implant thoughts and desired emotions into the minds of the people.
That I believe. You know, we've seen a lot of news reporters who, in the middle of of their speech or their talking, their report or whatever, they just freak out. Like that chick, you know. It was a very, very heavy burtation. It's just speaking gibberish. And I believe it's the government, trying out some of their brain scrambling microwave, satellite, lasers. They're using all sorts of technology. And they can pinpoint people. They can do it as a specific person and just scramble their head and make them go insane. Now, you may say, Tim, why does the government or the Illuminati or who are those reptilian people? The lizard people that live underground? I don't know. Why? They could be behind this. Why are they just targeting the media? You know, reporters. Well, think about it. These devices have to be up in space, in orbit, so they can, you know, zap anyone on the planet. These people could be in Washington, you know, the people controlling this could be in Washington, D.C., in an underground bunker. How can they try this and know if it works on someone? Well, they tune into a TV station live, and then they fuck with the people who are on TV. I guarantee you, within the next 10 years, you're going to see a huge spike in news anchor-related suicides. These people aren't going to be able to cope, and they're going to be, you know, their brain's going to be scrambled, and they're just going to end it all. On-air talent are a bunch of weak, unstable people. I should know. Speaking of unstable, I've got a clip here of a judge. She's having some issues with the defendant.
1 second. He cannot be there when I talk to you. This guy cannot be there when I talk to you.
Yeah, the public defender cannot be... He doesn't want the public defender around. He wants to have a one-on-one conversation with the judge.
No, I don't need it. Listen to me. You don't let me out of here, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm a Jew.
All right.
I'm going to take your fucking life if you don't let me out of here. Okay? I'm done. Now let's eat breakfast. The rabbi's cooking.
All right, he has spoken. I'm sure he's not guilty. He seems like a good guy. All right. Continue on.
Murder, first degree. I'm
going to
go ahead and appoint the public defender, seeing as that he doesn't appear.
Also, don't set bail. No bail for this guy. He's going
to
kill you, lady.
What's your pleasure? What do you want from me? Where's Sabina? Where the fuck is she?
What's your pleasure?
What's her phone number?
I like how no one's really doing anything. The guy's still standing there. He just threatened the life of a judge.
If you don't let me out of here, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
And again.
Setting no bond.
Good idea.
Okay. Thank you, corrections. Probable cause, no bond. Appoint the public defender.
I'm gonna kill you, bitch! All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. It's a great time to sign up for the Sideshow, which is Distorted View's member site. For only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. By the way, I just uploaded this weekend over 2.5 gigs. Of archives, 2010, I believe. Sideshow exclusive zip files, in addition to the regular shows. So all of 2010 is now officially uploaded. Also, you know, every week we do extended shows like the one I have tomorrow, exclusive programs like the one on Thursday. For the past 2 weeks now, every single episode I've been posting, I've been doing that early for Sideshow Freaks. Sideshow Freaks are getting the show shortly after midnight now. Meanwhile, non-paying freaks get it, you know, get the program sometime in the afternoon. So if you want early access to the shows, plus all of the other bonuses I just mentioned, sign up for the Sideshow. If you do it right now, I'll also send you some Distorted View stickers. I've got mandatory euthanasia stickers, freak stickers. I'll send off some to you. The other thing I wanted to mention, Jigoo.net. Still have some Satan Away shirts. Very few of those left. I do have some Bristol 7 shirts as well. Go to Jigoo.net, see if your size is available. If you order this week, I'm going to pull a Willy Wonka. I told you guys that I had just a couple packs of Distorted View trading cards that I found. And so if you order something from Jigoo.net this week, I will send them off, you know, the packages off to you this weekend. And if you're lucky, you might just find something special included with your package. Yeah, like I said, I've got 3 packs of trading cards left. I'm going to give away 2 of them. So I'll randomly select 2 orders, and you'll get the Distorted View trading cards. Very cool. Go to Jigoo.net right now. Order yourself some DV merchandise. And with that, let's get into the stupid news here. First story we have for you today. This one comes from Rhode Island. A woman is being accused in court of teaching her pet cockatoo to swear at her ex-husband's new girlfriend. In court documents, so stupid. In court documents, the newspaper says that Kathleen Milker of Warwick, Rhode Island, claims she was within earshot of Willie, the neighbor's cockatoo, when the pet repeatedly called her whore.
You're a whore. You're a whore.
Like that.
Whore.
Melker also alleges that the neighbor, Lynn Taylor, has thrown rocks over the fence. Was it a rock? It was a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Whore. All right. I don't know. Yes, Melker also alleges that the neighbor, Lynn Taylor, has thrown rocks over the fence and threatened to drown Melker's cat in what the Journal calls a year-long dispute. Taylor and Willie are now being accused of violating the city's animal noise ordinance. The cockatoo's screaming it.
Whore! You're a filthy slut!
All right. A judge has denied a bid by Taylor's lawyer to dismiss the case by arguing that the ordinance is vague and unconstitutional.
Your Honor's a bastard!
Get that cockatoo out of the courtroom.
Bastard!
All right. Second story we have for you today. I know my impression of a cockatoo is spot on. Yes. Second story we have for you today. In 7 months, Carol Horlock will give birth. Then watch the baby handed to an Italian couple without giving it a cuddle, because she is a cold-hearted bitch. But she won't mind, because this is what she does. She's a vessel for cum. Carol is simply delighted to be helping yet another childless couple become parents. The 45-year-old Brit is the world's most prolific surrogate mother and owner of the world's most blown-out pussy, and is currently pregnant with giveaway baby number 13. Now serving... I wonder if she has, like, one of those ticket things you get at the DMV. Now serving 13. Carol says, "They tell me I give them a precious gift, and you can see the joy in their faces when they hold their baby for the first time. I do it out of the kindness of my heart and the big, fat, huge checks they hand over to me. It's a highly charged, emotional moment. That's the reason I do it." Carol, born in Stevenage, Herts, has also brought up two daughters of her own, now aged 22 and 19, from different relationships. God, this woman just loves to, like, pop out cunt turds. She said, "I'm so excited and pleased to be having my 13th surrogate baby. When you're this one's going to be evil. When you're pregnant, everyone says you have a bun in the oven, and this is my baker's dozen." Squirt out Damien. All right, yes, the 13th baby. Very unlucky 13. Carol first heard about surrogacy through a newspaper article she read in 1995. She saw an ad in the Penny Saver while working in a laundrette. Laundrette. How do you say that? It's a laundromat, for Christ's sakes. That's what they call it over there in the UK. All right. She said, "Although I was still in my 20s, I was divorced with two girls, one just a year old." You know what? That'd be a real tongue twister. There's so many words I can't say. Someone should string those all together in a sentence. Uhura went to the laundrette. I don't know. Uhura. All right. She said, "Although I was still in my 20s, I was divorced with two girls, one just a year old. I had loved carrying my babies, and I couldn't imagine how devastating it would be not to be able to have kids." All right. "I was never going to change anybody's life working in a laundromat, but becoming a surrogate has enabled me to look back and think I've done that and helped so many couples." Blah, blah, blah. There's not enough death or penises in this news story to keep me interested. All right, I'll read one more line. This is my favorite line from the story. "I love the act of physically giving birth." Yeah. You know, I'm sure the first couple times she popped out those things, it hurt. She was screaming. Now it just fucking tickles. It's nothing. "Most people would think you're crazy, but the whole transition from the baby being inside of you to coming out is amazing for me. Pushing down... bear down. And the moment of birth is exciting, whether it's for me or someone else." All right, final story we have for you today. Disgusting, right? A man who terrified his customers with threats of death and rape so his business would appear higher up on Google searches has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. I don't understand a lot of things about marketing websites and, you know, if you guys have ever, you know, run a website or, like a blog or something, you know that SEO is very important. I don't understand. SEO stands for search engine optimization, and it, you know, makes it so SEO helps, you know, your rankings on Google and stuff. So when people search for shit, you'll be listed high up. I don't understand how it works. Like, I don't know what to put in my SEO. I don't know what keywords to use. So every episode of Distorted View is just littered with cum fart. So, you know, if someone's searching for cum fart, we should be high up there on the list. All right. So this man took a different approach. He threatened, I don't know, people, employees of Google or something, with rape. Vitaly Borker, 36, lovely name from New York, was also ordered to pay almost $100,000 in restitution and fines when he was handed down his sentence yesterday. Borker, who owned and operated Decor My Eyes. Yeah, it's an eyeglass website or something. Eyeglasses. From his home in Brooklyn, pleaded guilty in May 2011 to charges of fraud in sending threatening communication and admitted to scaring dissatisfied customers with phone calls and emails. I will rape you if you're not satisfied with your glasses. He emailed one client with an image of their home, told another... I like how this guy does business. If anyone cancels their Sideshow membership, I will hunt you down, motherfuckers. All right. He emailed one client with an image of their home, told another's workplace their staff member was a gay drug dealer, and sent warnings such as, I know where you live. He threatened another with rape and dismemberment. Borker said dozens of complaints by frightened customers help elevate his website's position on Google searches. So he probably told people, you know, you got to click on my website. I guess that helps out with the rankings. This prompted Google to look at the issue and change its search algorithm so no company could positively use negative feedback. We could say with reasonable confidence that being bad to customers is bad for business on Google, a spokesman said at the time. Borker used aliases to threaten death or sexual assault on customers. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news. I wonder what his rating is with the Better Business Bureau. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah, just a heads up. I'm going to be doing a voicemail show one of these days soon because I'm totally backed up on voicemails. And as you may know, this coming weekend, I am going to help my good friend Joe move down to Florida. So I will officially be in our most fucked up state. Don't worry. I plan on filing a few reports, from in the belly of the beast. I have my audio and video equipment I will be bringing with me. So hopefully I'll have some updates that way. But I also want to have some shows in the can, so to speak. So, miss that many shows. So Friday, I'll be leaving. There will definitely be a Friday show. And then Monday's program might be a voicemail show. And I should be back in town by Tuesday, but I'll, you know, like I said, I'll hopefully have some good stuff to share with you from Florida and on the way down to Florida. So be on the lookout for that. Let's do a couple voicemails, y'all.
Chiguru, Tennessee. It is Old Power Bang. I was on the Distorted View Reddit or subreddit.
yesterday. Sure.
And a fellow freak suggested we start making an app for both Android and iOS.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought this up, because whoever this guy is, I don't have his name in front of me, but I'm hoping he's a talented developer, because it's a very ambitious app, what I want, anyway. I think he's more comfortable developing for Android than iOS, but iOS will come second. I guess there's more Android devices out there anyway. But that's going to be coming. He's working on it now, and I'm hoping one of the things that I really wanted to have was a way for Freeside Freaks to be able to listen to the show, like all the programs, right, on the go. But also have a way that Sideshow Freaks can log into the website and download all of the exclusive content as well. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that it'll be something that the Sideshow Freaks and Freeside Freaks will be able to use.
Chigoo.
Hello.
I was sitting at Walmart, and someone was trying to educate the world about the cheese drug.
I
didn't understand a word he said.
The cheese drug?
Tim, I challenge you, educate us about the cheese drug.
Well, I know that there's some sort of, what do they call it, bathtub cheese or something like that? I don't know exactly what it is, but I don't think it's good. I think it's something, some Mexican thing.
Nigger Timothy Nigger Hansen.
Yeah.
I have two things. One, did you hear about the movie they're making? It's the sequel to Don't Throw Mama from the Train. It's starring Paul Ryan, and the name of it's called Don't Throw Grandma from the Train. Second of all, that nigger Rodney King finally died. Woo, filthy nigger! Woo, dead!
All right, thank you very much for whatever that was.
What a do, Tim of It's Sideshow Freak Get Brown from Virginia. I have an action list for you. Number one, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Number two,
I don't hear that nearly enough.
I think the girls on the DV Pussy Posse have some of the sexiest voices I've heard.
Yeah, what we need to do is, there's a couple things I would love to get. I would love to get pictures of you freaks who have ordered Distorted View shirts. Love to get pictures of you guys wearing it. Maybe I'll set up a gallery of that. And then also, I would like a Tim Henson Pussy Posse gallery on distortedview.com. So, lady freaks, don't be shy. Show us what you got. I want to see tits. No, I mean, fully clothed is fine, but, you know.
So I think they need to call in more.
You know, if you feel uncomfortable with the way you look, just position the camera real high, pointing down at you. It'll slim down that fat face of yours. If you have a fat face.
Number three. We're going to skip number three for right now.
But and try to look presentable. Wear something friendly, if you know what I mean. Low cut.
And number four, because I know you're all into trannies and all that wonderful mess.
I'm not into trannies. I think they're funny.
So I want you to take a look at a tranny called Bailey J.
Okay.
She looks like a girl and is actually kind of cute. Downside or upside. She has a dick. But give her a look. Her name.
There's this guy who, Buck, I think it's Buck Angel. Joe loves, he's a girl, really, in real life. had a sex change operation and became a man and is like a burly looking dude now. But, you know, I'm sorry. When I look at him, I can just tell that he was, at one point, he was a girl. But Joe fucking loves him. He has a pussy and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's like the opposite. Yeah, the mirror image of Buck Angel.
Bailey J. She's Bailey one of the J. top trannies out there, I think, right now. So.
America's Next Top Tranny. Is that a show? If not, I'm officially claiming it as my own.
Yeah.
Get that fucking greenlit MTV or VH1 or something. Logo.
That's it.
Gay Network.
Punching out.
America's Next Top Tranny. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it no, God?
And we also have to take care of the votes.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. It takes just a second. Really does help us out. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I will be here, turn it around. Time, time, watch it come down. I will be here, turn it around. Time, time, watch it come down.
In the white bin.